With your money briefing, I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. Could a new crop of shooting-style video games unseat Fortnite as the industry leader? We'll flesh out details, but first here are some money and market stories you need to know. Rising home prices and higher mortgage rates priced more potential buyers out of the housing market in July, sending sales of previously owned homes down 0.7% and the fourth straight month of decline. Compared with a year earlier, sales in July were down 1.5%. Also, a shortage of homes on the market has fueled a sharp rise in prices, which rose 4.5% in July from a year earlier to a median price of $269,600. Average hourly wages, by comparison, were up just 2.7%. And a survey conducted by the MassMutual Life Insurance Company indicates the American dream is no longer seen as just owning a home with an iconic white picket fence. Three-quarters of those polled said that financial independence qualifies as the American dream. And one-third of those surveyed feel the American dream has disappeared altogether, and they blame too much debt. The Federal Reserve recently reported that Americans have more than $1 trillion in credit card debt, along with another $1.5 trillion in student loans. With us now from our San Francisco bureau is Heard on the Street columnist Dan Gallagher. So Dan, the video game spotlight has been on Fortnite most of the year, but you write about a series of shooting games coming later this year that are likely to draw attention.
Every fall there's, you know, every year we get a new Call of Duty, and then, you know, every other year about is a new Battlefield. So it's, you know, and fall's a big time for video game sales still because of the holidays. What we have this year is unusual because we have a very tight schedule with more than normal. There is a new Call of Duty this year called Black Ops 4. There is a new Battlefield, Battlefield 5. They come out within a week of each other in October. And then the following week is this game called Red Dead Redemption 2, and that's from Take-Two. That is the first sequel to a game that came out in 2010, but that first Red Dead Redemption was incredibly popular. It was a surprise blockbuster, so among gamers there's a lot of excitement for this new one coming out, and that comes out the following week. So within a three-week period, you have three really high-profile shooting games all hitting the market.
Besides Call of Duty, the other franchises, they don't routinely put out a new game every year, is that right?
Battlefield's been lately been coming about every other year, and then, like I said, Red Dead, that game came out in 2010, and it's not really had any kind of sequel or anything since. So to have them all kind of falling together this year and in such a small window is actually kind of unusual.
And they'll get a lot of attention when they come out, and also when they are spotlighted at the gaming conference going on in Germany this week. But, you know, for them, Fortnite is still the giant elephant in the room.
It is, and that's the new factor this year, because even last fall, you know, Fortnite was just barely released last fall. I think it was growing in popularity, but it wasn't anywhere near what it is right now. So that's an entirely new factor. Now, that's been something that, you know, the game publishers have been looking at all year, because, you know, ever since the first of this year, it's been, you know, the playing's been growing phenomenally. A lot of people are playing. You know, the argument tends to fall between, you know, is Fortnite just bringing this big mass of new young gamers in the market and not really cannibalizing some of these existing ones, or is it? I think the truth is a little bit of both. I think there's a kind of a big new audience with Fortnite. But it's also, I know for a fact, it's incredibly popular with gamers who actually do play some of these other games.
And an analyst you spoke with said that Fortnite does only a fraction of its business from game consoles. So could there be an opportunity there for competitors?
When you get into the complexities of where the competition happens, Fortnite seems to generate most of its revenues from people playing it over PCs. And a lot of these games I mentioned are you know, predominantly console games, but they do have versions on PC. So I think there's going to be some overlap, some not. It's kind of guesswork right now, but Fortnite is being played a lot on consoles. You know, when Microsoft reports its earnings, it's been mentioning that because it draws, you know, it's drawing revenue from people playing Fortnite over Xbox, and that's been a big boost for Microsoft. Even they've been mentioning it. So Fortnite's not non-existent on consoles at all. But yeah, it's true that because it's more popular on PC, that might prevent some of the overlap. But again, a lot of this is a very big unknown.
All right, that is Heard on the Street columnist Dan Gallagher joining us from our San Francisco bureau. Dan, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for the Wall Street Journal.